the committee schedule up and running for the Senate for this year, your education committee holding its first meeting this week, informational meeting in this case.
The education committee met for the first time this week. We had an informational meeting. Some changes. We have 5 new members on the committee. We went from 9 members now up to 10. Just really pleased with the makeup of the folks on the committee, and I think all of us have the same intent, and that's to have the best educational system in the state. Well, education, obviously, is one of our top priorities for the entire state of Missouri. It really dictates our future, and so we wanted to hit the ground running, and so we had our first education hearing on the first full week of the legislative session. So we had a hearing on Wednesday and talked about 3, I think, very important issues dealing with education.
3 different presentations, as you say, and again, there's a lot yet to be determined this session in terms of financing for the schools and as well as the higher education funding formula in there as well.
Well, we did hear from the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. They're doing a pilot program on teacher performance. About a third of the school districts are participating in that. We hope that that's going to give us a wealth of information on how do we adequately evaluate teachers to make sure that they're being as efficient and as productive as possible, and yet at the same time that we're getting good test results from our students. What's a good way to do that? And how do you reward teachers then that are doing a good job? So we had a report on that. Department of Conservation does a lot of work with hands-on instruction in our schools, not only in outstate Missouri, but in the urban and suburban areas. We heard from that. The third presentation we heard from was higher education, how we're dealing with performance-based funding. And so we had a presentation on that. We're trying to find out the best ways to do funding for higher education institutions in our state.
And that goes along with what the Joint Committee on Education spent a lot of time on during the interim last year, and that is working toward how to make the funding for higher education more fair.
Right, right. And we've been working on this basically since last fall. We've had hearings in Trenton, in Warrensburg, and in Rolla, getting people's ideas on how to fund our higher education institutions. Right now, it's just one size fits all. So one institution gets a raise, and they all do, or they all receive less. And so what we're looking at is coming up with a formula to reward those universities that are doing a good job. And then we're going to take a look at what are some things that we think are important. One thing that we think is important is that it's not just important how many students are in that classroom, but how many actually completed the course. How many then come back for the second year or the third year? You know, if you just go for 1 or 2 years, you don't get a degree, you really haven't accomplished much, and yet you've saddled yourself with debt and things like that. So those are some things that we're trying to come up with this formula for higher education funding.
And again, as we talked about last year, that formula isn't set to be, rather this year is not the cutoff, but next year?
Well, we have to get a report to the General Assembly by December 31st of this year, and so we're working on that in earnest. But I think most of us feel that in order to make some definite changes by 2015, we need to make some structural changes this year, so that's kind of our deadline right now.